Welcome to KathleenWhitten.org. We believe that Kathleen's message will inspire you, encourage you, and give you a fresh perspective on life. Now, here's Kathleen.
Wherever you've gotten that would bring you high esteem in the world's eyes. And I received an email not too long ago that's called The Philosophy of Charles Schulz, who's the creator of the Peanuts comic strip. And he is pondering the same thing. And I just wanted to read it to you. It says, as we think about, you know, basically, how do you see yourself and what's important and who is important, then answer these questions. Name the 5 wealthiest people in the world. Name the 5 Heisman Trophy winners, the 5 last Heisman Trophy winners. Number 3, name the last 5 winners of Miss America. Number 4, name 10 people who have won the Nobel or Pulitzer Prize. Number 5, name the last 6 Academy Award winners for Best Actor or Actress. Number 6, name the last decade's worth of World Series winners. And then Schulz goes on to say this. He says, those are the people who are the best in their fields. But the applause dies, and the awards tarnish, and the achievements are forgotten. And the accolades and certificates are buried with the owners. Here's another quiz, he writes. See how you do on this one. Okay. It's hard to read. List a few teachers who aided your journey through school. Name 3 friends who have helped you through a difficult time. Name 5 people who have taught you something worthwhile. Think of a few people who have made you feel appreciated and special. Think of 5 people you enjoy spending time with. The lesson, he writes, is that people who make a difference are not the ones with the most credentials or the most money or the most awards. They're the ones who care. They're the ones who care. And I think it, you know, I'm usually about 3 days behind in my newspaper reading. A lot of it is because Sunday is kind of a working day for me, so I teach a class, and then I end up praying with a lot of people who call after that teaching, and I never quite get to the newspaper on Sunday. So I'm usually reading the Sunday paper on Monday or Tuesday, and sometimes I read the Sunday paper on Monday and the Monday paper on Tuesday, and the Tuesday paper on Wednesday, and that's if I'm actually in a good week. So I usually know the news about a day later. But I was reading, I think, the Sunday paper this morning, and there in the lifestyle section, there was some awards for a certain group of people. I'll be non-specific. And it was all about the best of these different groups and why they were winning these awards and what they had accomplished and what they had done. And it just reminded me so much of what Charles Schulz is saying and what I want to say to you tonight is, how do you see yourself? Because all the people that are the best in their field, no matter how excellent they are quickly forgotten. The people that matter and make a difference in this life are the ones that have loved and the ones that care. And so it shouldn't matter to us how much the world places importance on those things. I have to ask myself, how do I see myself? Is it through the world's eyes? And then I guess another question would be, is it through other people's eyes? You know, the world's eyes says that credentials are important and your career is important and what awards you've won is important. And then other people's eyes can also have a different perspective on me. How do I see myself? Do I see myself through someone else's eyes? See, other people can't see the deepest part of you. They can't. They weren't around when you were down on your knees and crying out to God and asking Him to please help you. They weren't around to see you with your greatest dreams or even your greatest success or your most difficult time. Maybe for parts of that, but even if they were around, they couldn't see your heart. I do a talk called Moccasins and Mercy. And part of that talk is that I line up all these different sizes and colors of moccasins. Some big and some small and some super beaded and elaborate and others very plain and worn. Because there's truth to the fact that you can't understand someone until you've walked a mile in their moccasins. But there's even more truth to the fact that you really can't wear their moccasins because you're not the same size and you're not the same style and you haven't walked where those moccasins have walked in the past. You haven't walked where those moccasins have walked. So we cannot allow ourselves to see ourselves through the eyes of other people. You know, one of the most hurtful things is when you have a situation in your life with people or a person. Maybe it's someone in your past. Maybe this is going to bring up something for someone right now. But it just feels like you can't win. It just feels like no matter what you do, it's going to be misconstrued in some way. But we can't let other people's vision of us become our vision of us. We can't start seeing ourselves through the eyes of other people. Because some people, no matter what you do, they're going to see it in a negative light. No matter what. And I didn't realize until recently, that that's actually a scripture. And the scripture actually says that there are people that because of the way they view things, they'll actually see God the way that they perceive things. I wanted to read that to you because I think it's important for us to see that. In Psalm 18, 25 and 26, it says, "To the faithful you show yourself faithful, to the blameless you, God, show yourself blameless. To the pure you show yourself pure, but to the crooked you show yourself shrewd." See, sometimes people want us to see ourselves through their own stuff. You can't take that risk. Then another question would be, how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself through your own eyes? You know, sometimes when I see myself through my own eyes, I feel really good about myself, you know? Like, I'm on a roll, you know? Like, I'm being really subservient with Lacey, my husband, and I'm being a really good mom, and I haven't taken my kids to McDonald's too much in 1 week. I'm cooking really good meals, and so I'm a good mother, and I'm, doing well in the ministry, and I'm getting a lot of good feedback, and I feel like I'm having adequate quiet times, and then there are times that I feel terrible about myself because I realize the selfishness that I have in my life. I realize the judgments that I have hidden inside towards myself, towards others. I look at my sin and I hate it. that not only can you not get an accurate picture of yourself through the world, not only should you not try to see yourself through the world or see yourself through other people, but you shouldn't even try to see yourself through your own eyes. Because even our own hearts are deceptive. You know, one day we feel good about ourselves, the next day we don't. One day we like ourselves, the next day we don't. I mean, I'm the most flaky friend to myself than anyone. And you probably are with yourself as well. I'm a very loyal friend to my friends. But to myself, I don't think God wants us to see ourselves through ourselves. We need to see ourselves through God's eyes. And as I was eating dinner tonight, just a little while ago, I just wrote this down, and it means a lot to me, and I really feel like it's a message to me and to you all here from our Heavenly Father who loves us so much, and He doesn't want us any longer to see ourselves through the world's eyes and feel inadequate, to feel like we really haven't accomplished much, to feel like we're a prime example of too little, too late, if only. I could have, I should have, I wish I had not. Comparing ourselves to other people. He didn't want us to do that. He didn't want us to see ourselves through other people's eyes. Because for some people, we will never measure up. And He doesn't want us to see ourselves through ourselves' eyes. Because even then, that's not an accurate view of what He sees. What I wrote down tonight, just a few minutes ago at dinner, was that God sees you and me. God sees you as He created you to become. Wow. God didn't see you like you were. You know, some people hold you in the past and they never will forgive you. And they hold you to some place or some person that you were. And some people see you as you are. They don't hold the past against you, but they just see you as you are. Most of us see ourselves as we are. Not as bad as some. Not as good as others. God sees you as who He created you to become. And that's exciting to me. Because see, there's a principle in life and there is a principle in the Word of God. And that is that whatever you focus on, you will produce in your life. Whatever you see is what you think. And the book of Proverbs says, as a man thinketh, so is he. And so as I think about myself being a certain way, that is what I become. That's why it's so important for Victory Outreach and Mike and his group that come here. That's why it's so important for them to take these men and women and show them who they are and what God sees in them to become. Because if you focus on your past and your addictions and your failures, and you focus on fear of doing that again and not allowing yourself to not only become a new creature, but to be becoming a new creature. If you focus on that past, that's what you'll develop in your life. You won't be able to leave the addiction. You won't be able to leave the failure. It's all on what we focus on. I heard a Joyce Meyer tape, I guess a couple of days ago, And she used an example that I thought was really powerful. She was talking in a little bit of a different vein than I am tonight. But she took out a Polaroid camera and used something as an example, and I wanted to do that tonight as well. And I need 3 volunteers, and I promise not to embarrass you, but I do need 3 volunteers. So, and I can't see your hands, so you just have to come up, because I really can't. Thank you. I want you to hold this. I'm going to give Maddie the camera. Go ahead and open it. Okay, and then you'll be taking a picture. You all come up. Very brave people. Would you hold this poster? And would you hold this poster? And go ahead and turn it around. Right, but just wait a minute, okay? This is my daughter, by the way. Go ahead and turn it around so people can look at it. Maddie helped me make these posters, and I don't know if everyone can see them. I'm not sure because of the lighting up here and how far you're sitting back. But this one says people's opinions, like we talked about, world opinions, past failures, personal weaknesses. So Christy is holding a poster, and she's representing people's opinions, world opinion, past failures, and personal weaknesses. Do you mind coming and standing right over here, Christy? And JW is holding a poster that says, Beloved of God. And would you go and stand next to Christy? So we have one person holding a poster, Beloved of God, and the other holding a poster that says, People's opinions, world opinion, past failures, and personal weaknesses. And so here's Maddie, who's very brave. And she wants in her life to be beloved of God. I mean, that's what we all need, is to know that we are God's beloved. And we want that to develop in our life. We want His plan for us to develop in our life. And so in order for His plan to develop in our life, whatever we focus on is what's going to be developed. And so, Maddie, here's your task. I want you to take a picture of what you want to be developed in your life. Can you do that? You have to take a picture of one or the other of the poster. Can you do that? You know you can't? You want me to do it? Okay. Well, I'm going to turn it around. Here's what I do sometimes, since I don't have an honesty problem. I want beloved of God to be developed in my life. But here's what I end up doing. Can you hold this? No singing, no talking, no joking, no laughing. Okay. I want beloved of God to be developed in my life. But so often I focus on people's opinion, world opinion, past failures, and my own personal weaknesses. And so as much as I want God's plan and how He sees me to be developed in my life, I focus on this. I focus on people's opinions, world opinion, past failures, and personal weaknesses. Now, I just took a picture with a Polaroid camera of that, what I was focusing on. But my heart is that I want the belovedness of God to be developed in my life. I want to know that I'm accepted. I want to know that I'm loved. And I want to know that His plan is what's going to happen in my life. What's going to develop on this picture? I can see it now. It's getting a lot clearer. What's developing is I'm focused on people's opinions, world opinion, past failures, and personal weaknesses. So my question tonight is, how do we focus on God's Word? How do we focus on what God says above world opinion, people's opinion, past failures, my own opinion, so that His plan can develop in our lives? Because, you know, it doesn't matter if we're 75, 85, 65, 45, 25, 15. I can read those articles like I read on Sunday, and I can feel like, gosh, you know, what have I accomplished in my life? And we tend to look in our own field if we're in the business world. And we compare ourselves to other people. Or we look around us and say, you know, what have I really done? If we're comparing ourselves to other people, or we're trying to see ourselves through the world. Or I can look at myself through my own eyes and one day feel good, like I'm a great mom, you know, and the next day feel terrible, just depending on the circumstances in my life and depending on the weaknesses that God's allowed to come up that day. But there's a scripture in Romans 12:2. It's one of my favorite scriptures. And it says, don't be conformed to this world. Don't be conformed to world opinion or people's opinion or even your own opinion, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove the will of God. That's how God sees you. The will of God. That which is good, acceptable, and perfect. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove the will of God, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect. And I think what God has been saying to me is, Kathleen, if you want my will developed in your life, if you want to know in the deepest core of your heart that you're the beloved of God, whatever you focus on is what's going to develop in your life. If you focus on other people's opinion, you'll never really please everybody. And you'll spend your life working, working, working to please everybody. And you never will. If you focus on world opinion, there's always going to be somebody better and bigger and smarter. There's always going to be something that's going to make you feel smaller and less than, and make you feel like you have to live a life of regret because you just weren't good enough. And if I focus on it the way that I might see myself, I'm going to constantly disappoint myself. I might swing from two different places. One is I might have too high of an opinion of myself or too low of an opinion of myself. But when I see myself and you see yourself the way that God sees you, as His beloved, as His son, or His daughter, that's what develops in your life. Whatever you focus on is what will develop. And I agree with Charles Schulz. It's not all about the best. It's about the person who cares. It's about answering the question someday. You know, I think the way to go, I've always thought, to heaven would be to someday be able to have that time when it's just you and God and you can answer the question, did I love? How much did I love? Who did I love? Did I love God? Did I love other people? See, that's God's highest word to us, is love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. And that, my friend, is success. Heavenly Father, we praise you for your word tonight. I thank you that you would motivate each one of us to ask ourselves, what am I focused on? And is what I'm focused on what I want to be developed in my life? Am I focusing on things that are causing me frustration instead of fulfillment? Am I focusing on other people's opinion or world opinion, and am I constantly feeling inadequate? Am I seeing myself through my own eyes and I'm disappointed? Or am I seeing myself through the eyes of my Heavenly Father? And am I becoming more and more His beloved? I thank you, Father, that you would allow us to do that more and more, to see ourselves through your eyes. And that you would help us to become.
We hope that you've enjoyed Kathleen's message. To order a copy of this and other messages, please call us in San Antonio, Texas at 210-822-5500 or toll free outside the San Antonio area, 877-397-7773. That's 1-877-397-7773. Visit our website, KathleenWhitten.org. KathleenWhitten.org. Thank you.